mainly Pharisaism and Sadduceeism, but within Pharisaism you have mainline Pharisaism. You have two extreme forms. Mainline Pharisaism, for example, held to a passive resistance to Roman rule. One branch known as the Zealots believed in active resistance to Roman rule. Also, on the issue of sacrifices, the Sadducees were in control of the whole temple compound. Every priest was a Sadducee. And so, but mainline Pharisaism said, although it's under Sadducee control, we should still go ahead with the sacrificial requirements and so on. The Essene branch, being on the opposite side, said as long as the Sadducees are in control, it would be a sacrilege to participate in the sacrificial system in the temple. You have to wait till a righteous priest returns. And so basically they formed into separate groups. Now some separatist groups live within the cities, like the one, there's a group in Damascus, there's also a group in Jerusalem, and there was an Essene gate in those days for the section of Jerusalem where the Essenes lived. Other Essenes, more radical, went out in the deserts and developed these desert communities. This is one of them called now Qumran. They're very strict, they underwent several ritual immersions. To be a member, you have to go about a 3-year discipleship program. Be willing to pretty well give everything up. And what you see here is the remains of one of these Essene communities. Now, if I can have some help in holding this on each side. Here's artist rendition of what this place looked like originally. And notice the different places for all the different places for water. And they would use the little grooves to catch rainwater that would be grooved into the various cisterns. Some of these were for bathing, but most of it here was used, besides drinking water, was used for ritual immersions. And this is also the area where the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered. Now the 6 main scrolls were discovered in the hills that you see, the caves up in there. The story is that a Bedouin had lost his goats. He went looking for them, and he saw a cave where they might be, and so he took a stone and threw it in, and he heard something crash. What he heard crash was one of those jars where the Dead Sea Scrolls were kept. And then the archaeologists came out, and they began to dig, and they found thousands of scraps. And most of them were found at Cave 4. Cave 4 is down this way where those people are standing. You have a better visual of it back then. But there were, as a result, they found at least a scrap of every Old Testament book, except for one, the Book of Esther. Everything else is accounted for at least by a scrap. There's 2 theories about why those scrolls were kept in those jars. One theory is that as the scribe was making the writings, he made a mistake somewhere. And because these scrolls had the name of God in Hebrew, you couldn't destroy them. So you would just roll them up and put them away because they were an error, or an ascribal error. The other theory is that when the Romans were coming in at about 68 AD this way, they knew they would be destroyed here because they didn't want, as they were heading for Jerusalem, and so they simply hid these scrolls from Roman domination, and this place was destroyed near AD 68, never rebuilt again. So those are 2 theories behind it. You see that area with the white coloring that comes down? Mm-hmm. That is the sign of where a wadi flows. In the rain season, the wadis flow and come running down this way. So that besides catching rainwater to fill the cisterns, they also would be able, with the time, bring up water from the waterfalls and during the rain season and fill up the cisterns. If there was a plague situation where they couldn't get much rain, you see where the greenery is down there? Yep. That is now known as Ein Fashka, but in the Bible it's called Ein Eglayim, E-G-L-A-I-M. E-G-L-A-M, that had a fresh water spring, and it would, they could carry water up to here if necessary in cases of too much dryness. The way the spring works there, the reason why it was difficult is because the spring comes out just inside the Dead Sea. So it's not like it's a spring that flows into the Dead Sea. It's right below the Dead Sea, and the fresh water comes out. There's a small circle there, the only place in the Dead Sea you'll find fish living, because that area, that spring, gave it less saliency for the fish, so the fish could survive. Otherwise, the Madaba map shows the fish who go down the Jordan River, and they could see the Dead Sea is not good for them. Then the U-turn start flowing upstream again, and you see that picture in the Madaba map. All right, I'll take you in a walk here. Any questions from here?
Yeah. The Essenes all men.
The Essenes in some societies were all men. Certain Essene sects did not practice marriage, but the Essenes did. So whether this was all men only is debated now. Question? No. He worked in the same area by the where the Jordan River goes into the Dead Sea at Beit Aravah. He was just on the other side of the Jordan, but he was not in the scene. And thus this theology does not display a scene theology.
And you said that when they might have put the scrolls up there because they had made errors in them.
That's one option. I'm not taking sides in the options.
Okay. And I'm thinking, didn't the scribes actually burn them and then bury them if they made an error?
No, they could be buried in a shroud, but they cannot be burned. You cannot destroy a scroll that had the four letters of God's name. That was not allowed. They would never burn them. They might bury them, but they buried them with a scroll protecting it. But they would never. They would never burn them. Question?
In examining the scrolls, did they find mistakes to show that these were probably just that mistakes?
If that's the reason, I'm saying that's just one of two options. But the scribe would know, because he was a scribe, would also be checked by the scribes. They'd find maybe he misspelled the word, right, or flipped the word, or repeated a word inadvertently. Then that's a mistake. Then they would be rolled up and put away.
Did they find mistakes in the scrolls as I examined them?
Okay, I'm saying there are two options. We don't know if these scrolls were put away because they found mistakes in them. Follow? It might be they're just protecting them. We don't, to say, well, whether they find mistakes, nobody knows, because no records are left. So all we know is that for archaeology, they found these jars with the scrolls in them. Now, why are they there? Two options. Maybe they made a mistake when they made the copy, or they were protected from the Romans. Follow? But you ask me, did they read and find the mistake? That assumes one of those theories, and we don't know what theory is true.
I know this is hot place, isn't it?
Always hot. Always hot.
Got it.
Be thankful you're here now.
Other questions? Kay and the Spiel.